KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some weekend high school sports for you here locally. We'll start with high school golf at the Larry Clark Kemper Catholic Invitational held at the Carroll Country Club on Saturday. It was Spirit Lake winning the tournament championship as they shot the low 322 total. Spencer was 8 strokes back at 330. Carroll was 3rd at 338. ADM shot 340 for 4th place, and Panorama was 5th with a 343 total. The rest of the top 10, Webster City at 345, Kemper Catholic at 345, Humboldt at 346 for 8th, St. Edmund was 9th at 362, Atlantic placing 10th overall with a 363 total. OA, BCIG, Denison, Sleswig, and Harlan round out the 13 teams in the tourney. Individually, Axton Miller of OA BCIG had the low round. He was medalist, shooting a 74 in that meet. A couple of teammates from Spirit Lake, Jackson Lavin and Mason Weeks, were second and third. They each shot 77. Drew Schaefer of Fort Dodge St. Edmund shot 78 for fourth. Caden Miller of Spencer also posted 78 for fifth. Ty Nissen of Carroll shot a 78. That was good for sixth place. Ryan Kling of Panorama posted an 80. That was good for seventh place. Kemper Catholic's Maverick Schwab shot 82, and that placed him ninth. Lane Nelson of Atlantic shot an 83, and that placed him 10th overall. Also for Atlantic, Dre Newell shot a 91. Braden Smith a 94. Garrett McLaren also a 95 in that meet on Saturday up in Carroll. Well, some high school soccer from the weekend. It was a relatively light weekend for high school sports here in the area. The Creston boys soccer tourney saw Creston beat Panorama 1-0. It was Clark over Riverside 4-0. Creston ended up winning the championship as they defeated Clark by a score of 3-0 in the final. At the Bondurant-Farrar boys soccer tournament, Lewis Central was one up and one down in that Saturday meet. Lewis Central beating Newton 2-0, and it was Iowa City West a 4-0 winner over Lewis Central. Also in girls soccer over the weekend from the Creston tournament, Greene County defeated Creston 4-0. Also in the Glenwood tourney, it was Trainer over Underwood 15-0, and Glenwood a 10-0 winner over Underwood in Saturday soccer play. In Major League Baseball action from Sunday, Adam Wainwright had a pretty good ball game, throwing 8 1/3 scoreless innings as the Cardinals picked up a 2-0 win over the Rockies. Wainwright allowed just 3 hits and 3 walks and struck out 5 in that game. Ryan Helsley got the final 2 outs to pick up his first save. Nolan Arenado homered against his old team, while Yadier Molina and Dylan Carlson each had a couple of hits as the Cards improved to 21-14 on the season. Also yesterday, the Kansas City Royals lost their 8th game in a row, a 9-3 loss to the White Sox. Mike Minor struck out 7 in 5 innings, but allowed 5 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks as he took the loss. Whit Merrifield singled, doubled, and drove in a run to help lead the Royals' offense, but it wasn't near enough as the Royals fall to 16-17 now on the season. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Royals had the best record in baseball. Also around the league yesterday, it was the Yankees over the Nationals 3-2. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 4-3. Brewers down the Marlins in 10 innings, 2-1. The Mets a 4-2 winner over the Diamondbacks. The Astros beat the Blue Jays 7-4. The Pirates over the Cubs 6-5. Rangers beat the Mariners 10-2. The Padres over the Giants 11-1. The Rays over the A's 4-3. The Angels beat the Dodgers 2-1. The Braves over the Phillies 6-1. Also, a couple of games postponed yesterday. The Reds were postponed on the road at Cleveland, while the Twins at the Tigers also was postponed yesterday. So no games there. Those will be made up a little bit later on in the schedules. Also in action yesterday, in baseball action, in minor league play, the Iowa Cubs were winners in yesterday's action as the Cubs downed Indianapolis by a final of 2-0. The Cubs throwing a no-hitter in that ball game as well as they tossed a team no-hitter, as it was a whole staff effort yesterday, beating Indianapolis by that 2-0 score. Shelby Miller threw 3 innings, Tommy Nance 3 innings, Brad Wick 2 innings, and Ryan Messenger an inning, as they throw the first combined no-hitter for the Iowa Cubs since September 1st of 1997 when they did it against Omaha. So the Cubs win it yesterday with that combined no-hitter. Also in racing yesterday at the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway, it was Martin Truex Jr. picking up the win. Kyle Larson finished second. Kyle Busch was third. William Byron was fourth. And Denny Hamlin fifth in Sunday racing. In Sunday golf at the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, Rory McIlroy held off the field to come up with a win as he shot a 3-under in the final round to finish a 10-under par and pick up the championship by one stroke over Abraham Anser, who had a 5-under total on the final day, shot 9-under for the tournament. Keith Mitchell finished in a tie for third with Victor Hovland. They were each at 8-under par. Mitchell was the leader heading into the final round. Also, Hovland shot 4-under in his final round to finish for tied for third place. And Gary Woodland, at 7-under, even on the day, was fifth after yesterday's action. Well, the Northwestern College football team will play for the NAIA National Championship tonight in Grambling, Louisiana, against third-ranked Lindsey Wilson of Kentucky. The Red Raiders have won 11 straight games, including a win over top-ranked and two-time defending national champion Morningside in the semifinal round. Northwestern head coach Matt McCarty says with the national championship on the line, there is some added pressure, but his team will be ready.
For our guys, it comes down to just playing football. Yeah, when we step on that field, the football field's the same as it is in Orange City and the same as it is in Sioux City last week. And, you know, the benefit for us is we've played in some really big games these past 2 weeks on the road at Grandview and on the road at Morningside. And the one thing I know about our group is our group will be ready to play tonight. These guys, you know, I've had this on their minds, you know, since we started to work last spring. And these guys believe that they can win a championship, and they believe in one another. And I think that belief will really fuel them tonight.
With a season-ending injury suffered by quarterback Tyson Coima on the final play of the game against Morningside, redshirt sophomore Blake Fryer will start at QB tonight for Northwestern.
Blake's an outstanding quarterback, and Blake's a winner. He's a great leader, and you know, the reason we recruited Blake Fryer is because we felt like Blake's a quarterback that could help us win a championship. And then that's one of the big reasons we recruited him. And, you know, he's going to be ready. He's really excited for the opportunity. And, you know, he's a lot like Tyson. Blake's really a good decision maker. He takes care of the football. He's got a really good arm.
Lindsey Wilson is making his first ever championship game appearance after advancing to the semifinal round last season. McCarty says they're a hungry team.
And they've got an outstanding football team, and really what jumps out at you is, one, the success they've had. They've been really successful the last, you know, a couple years they've been in the semifinals, and so they're really hungry as well. And these guys have put together some really good seasons, and they're one of the top programs in the country.
Well, Fryer says he's excited for the opportunity to get head start tonight to lead the Raiders offense at quarterback.
Nerves are definitely a small part of it for sure, but definitely he's more excited. It's a great opportunity for me. I haven't been able to play quarterback as a starter in quite a while. It's going to be a lot of fun for me, and I just have a lot of family and friends either making the trip down or rooting me on. So it's just going to be a fun week for me, and I'm up for the challenge. What more could I ask for than playing some football in Louisiana?
Fryer says Tyson Coima's leadership has been helpful.
It's been the last 3 years. I've had the chance to learn from him, and it's been a great experience. Really, just the quarterback that he is, just the leader that he is, and the standard that he holds himself to has really elevated my game and any expectations that I had of myself. So it's really just been a blessing for me. And as I've moved on and learned from previous years, my game's definitely improved because of his leadership to me.
Northwestern All-American receiver Shane Solberg says he's confident in Fryer running the quarterback spot.
The way that Fryer will make plays will be a little different than Tyson does, but the catching the ball is far. Fryer throws a great ball. And like we've said 1,000 times today, we're so confident in Blake to do the same things that Tyson does.
That game again tonight. And Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has tested positive for an anti-inflammatory drug called betamethasone. That drug is not banned, but there are limits, and the test showed 21 picograms of the substance in the horse's system, which is more than twice the legal limit in Kentucky. Medina Spirit has not yet been disqualified from the Derby, as more testing will be done. But in the meantime, the Derby did ban trainer Bob Baffert from entering any horses at Churchill Downs. Baffert, a Hall of Famer, denied any wrongdoing and said he still planned to enter Medina Spirit in the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of horse racing's famed Triple Crown. Churchill Downs said Medina Spirit would be disqualified, and second-place competitor Mandaloon will be declared the winner if its findings are upheld. It also said it would await the conclusion of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission's investigation before taking further steps on Baffert. Baffert has trained 7 Kentucky Derby winners and 2 Triple Crown champions, American Pharoah in 2015 and Justify in 2018. He was inducted into the National Museum of Racing's Hall of Fame in 2009. If Medina Spirit ends up being disqualified, it'll be only the 3rd time this has happened in the 147 race history of the Kentucky Derby. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.